First of all, can people can bring their own things, right? And when you said things to do, what about if you had some kind of a paddle that people signed, if they did it, that we could display at the city? Because it is a 10-year anniversary that you could build upon, and if you're going to keep doing it, you could do a 10-year paddle, 15-year paddle. And also maybe a photo op for people, a beginning and an end photo opportunity for people, I guess. And definitely promote it a little bit more, because I think that people don't know about it. I've told people about it at my work, because people that come into my work that are in the city, I always tell them about, have you heard about some of the city events? Because I lived here for a long time, and before I started doing some of this stuff, I didn't know a lot about the events. And I think social media is a lot better at now we hear about things. But especially with being the 10-year, you could do a lot with 10, because 10 is a big thing. Two hands, you know, lots of things with 10.
So I think the benefit of not a lot of people coming is that there's a limited amount of boats.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you got more people, you'd have to turn them away because...
Oh, that's true.
And that was kind of the problem early on. But I think the last couple of years, I think we've had boats sitting around, so...
Mm-hmm. I think we've used up almost every boat, but we've had like a couple of kayaks left over. But this year we'll have less from Jordan River Commission because they already have a trailer room to go. There was one year that we opened up a section of trail, and so we did the ribbon cutting for that section of trail adjacent to the river. So we did boats and bikes, so people could boat down. And then we had someone watching their bikes at the end, and they could bike back to their car, which was really fun. So we can include something with the biking or the trail. There's also the option of like Vogel Zoo or Tracy Aviary would be willing to set up a table, talk about some of like birds that are on the trail or like bones and birds.
And bovine, because there's cows along.
And bovine.
My big fan word was, can you get into it?
Oh, can you get into it?
Wow, that's good.
The answer is no, don't get into it. Oh, no, you're right. They rebranded it as get to the river.
Yeah, we used to have get into the river. You people did get in the river.
I wish it was clean enough that it was a recreation activity. We had a gal that did paddleboard last year.
Don't fall in.
Yeah,
that's true.
San Antonio's not clean.
That people don't really get in
that.
It's true.
Well, years ago, somebody, a group that swam across the river to just to prove that it wasn't that bad, but I wouldn't recommend that still. It was one of those media op things that somebody came in and they said, it's not bad, you can swim in it. They did, and like,
don't drink the water.
Well, I guess that kind of proves your point that you're not afraid of swimming in it. But
we swam in Utah Lake. That's the source of it.
Well, it's a lot cleaner than it was years ago, and it's there's not too many terrible things in it.
We're just old and not like kids who love to be in water, regardless of the condition.
Well, is it, do you have a committee, is it just us and you? Bless
your heart.
Just
me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know if there was anybody else, but.
Allie does most of it now, and I do part of it. We had Henry helping us, but Henry's not around anymore. I guess he left town.
Yeah.
Are you thinking, I guess either way, you know how when we did the grand opening or the ribbon cutting for Porter's Lane, and after everyone kind of got there and we did have donuts and things, really, it's kind of a nice little area, so, we could have, either paddle signing or even music and fun stuff,
Well, we had the food truck.
Festival.
The food truck the one year where we actually provided the
food. Yeah, that was the hikes and boats, I think.
Yeah, that was the thing.
But, so we could do that. We could make it kind of a breakfast event or fun or some some more things, maybe we invite something more to interact with the kids, something more.
My favorite part is the trade gig area, the little apps that you can get to find out what the Fallon plants are on there. And that was Utah Museum, which is doing that. The City Nature Challenge.
So when you had the boats there, how many could it accommodate on a boat?
The most we've got, I think, was 75 people one year.
That's still quite a few.
Yeah.
And it's a fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
We usually average around 70.
Okay.
That's
significant.
Yeah, there are people that don't really even realize we have a river.
Yeah.
You know, really, really open forward landing.
Yeah. One of my funnest times was we had a couple that lived up on Eaglewood Drive someplace, but it was a husband and wife, couple of kids, and grandma. And grandma looked pretty old, and they were all from China.
So, well, that's a lot more than we got on the hike, so that's good.
My wife and I think we've been to every one of them.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't think we can painful really after a while. Handle more than 70 unless we have more like staff or volunteers helping. Because it's like Stan and I, like one at the front and one at the back, and we're kind of running the whole.
Like so many volunteers.
You want to volunteer?
Yeah.
I think getting more volunteers isn't too. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to get more boats if we wanted? Did you say?
Yes, so that I mean, we have to pay for them. We partner with Davis County, so Davis County pays for part of the boats. Last year, the prices have been raised, so they can't pay for all of it, but they pay for a portion of the boats, about half of it, and then they pay for the shuttle. So.
Doesn't the commission have a budget, though? They'll give us the money.
They have the grant, small grant program.
No, I think they have a little, for this particular thing, it seemed like they, in the past, there's been a lot, because we haven't asked for a lot, but I think they do have a small budget.
I'm on the Get to the River committee, event committee with them, and they have, like, they do it through the small grant program, like, not the Jordan River Commission small grant, but they have an event grant
for
the Get to the River, and we got that last year.
Yeah.
So we can apply for that again this year.
But you're saying the boats are tied up for that day? From the commission?
Some of them, I think the trailer, and so some of their boats on that trailer, but they have a big trailer that they can bring.
Okay.
So another idea, I really like Tammy's idea of the 10 with your hands, because you could say you wrote 10 things you didn't know about our river in North Salt Lake. One, we have one. You can come up with some cool
all the dead bodies have been removed.
Oh, no, there.
That's what our neighbors are like. I thought the Jordan River was just full of dead bodies.
Well, I always cringe when I see something on the news and they find a body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can't they find another place to dump the bodies?
So do you have to go through like the county to get the boats? Because like the University of Utah has boats too.
Yeah, we've rented them from the University of Utah before. We've rented them. The counties rented them from Green Adventure in West Point. And they've been actually a very good partner. They one year had a drone that followed us the whole way down the river, and so they've been a pretty good partner as well.
There's a place, isn't that place in Bounty?
They shouldn't have that, so. No fly zone.
There was one there that we ran for 1 year. It was over where the old.
But
it seems like they still have them parked out there, so.
Mm.
We did rent them from there 1 year.
I have rented them from University of Utah before.
Yeah, too.
I don't know if it was planned, but 1 year there was a guy, I think it was a bus driver, that was giving us a history lesson on some resort near Beck Street. And that was really interesting.
Warm Spring.
Is that you?
And you're
passing
a
bundle of papers or something?
I don't remember.
With pictures and stuff?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Warm Springs.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that was
big talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some good pictures. We could do that too. We could have the pictures just available. Put them on one of the little poster things or just something. That might be fun. The other thing is there's, you don't see a lot of them because we're too noisy, but you know, there's different animals, you know, different wildlife, I should say, along the river. Mm-hmm. Turtles, you know, Henry had them all named, you know, Turtle Point, where all the turtles hang out on the rocks, but as soon as you get close to them, they jump in the water. And then you got the ducks and the geese and the carp, different things, and the under the bridge, the, what are they called, the birds that come back
swallows.
Every year, swallows, yeah. Swallows of I-215 come back every year and build their nests. There's thousands of them.
Yeah.
You know, but you get maybe a little map like that too might help. Have the different sites on there and things that people.
The graffiti under 215 as well?
Yeah.
Does that give you more, Allie, to help you?
Yeah.
I think that might be probably make it more exciting.
Let's keep that on the agenda for each time and keep it to the top too. Close to the top. So we don't. What was the date again? September
16th.
Thanks.
Okay. We usually meet at 8:30 and then we're in the water by 9.
We can always use the youth council too. If we let them know, they're always good to help. Anything else?
And is that like limited just to the boats that are rented, or could people bring
you can bring your own
paddle boards and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had for the first time last year we had 2 paddle boarders, which was like I was a little nervous about it, but they stayed on.
So kayaks are probably preferred, right? So you don't
or canoes.
Or canoes.
Yeah, but I mean at your own risk.
So you said September 16th.
Yeah.
September 16th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? We're good? Okay, do you want to, is it enough for you, for trails? You want to go back to that, or are there more people coming?
I could do the golden spoke item in the council report and then go back to the trails planning.
Whatever you think.
Well, I know that a handful of people are not going to get here probably for a few more minutes.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know if there was more. We're good. We're good. Let's just keep moving on then. We'll just go whenever we need you. Just, it's your call. Public Works then.
So, we brought this up last year at the Mathis Park. We were just looking for kind of a final decision on the playground that we wanted to move forward with. There was 2 playground options. And you remember we got the trail going through the park, the basketball court, the zip line. That trail's got the exercise equipment on it. And then I know what we're looking for. So option one, and these options are really close in price. They're only like $1,200 difference or something. They're really close. So this one is $229,000 for the first playground that I'll show you. And this was that option.
Didn't we choose that one for another, like, Caleb or something like that?
The ones down in Foxborough were not this big.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So there's the zip line that would be. The zip line's in both of option one and option two. It's just the playground is different. And there's just the exercise equipment again. Another shot of the playground.
And is the playground going in that, so I'm trying to situate myself with that map there. Is the playground going in the same place?
The playground going is about the same place it is now.
Okay.
I think maybe
so
slightly.
So that diagonal is Highway 89?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a little hard to see there.
Cool, yeah.
So then the next option, this option two, is $230,000. And this is that playground.
Are any trees being removed for it?
Not. We don't have any plans to remove any trees.
It just looks so much more open.
It's just
the concept drawing.
It doesn't
thing,
have
the
grade because there's like a hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's got a shot of both of them. So this or that. I don't know what you guys have an opinion on. I can go back and look at any slides that you want.
Yeah.
I'm hearing number two from somebody that might have a
stakeholder. Interest.
Yeah. Probably the best.
This is the best decision maker we've ever had.
But what about for?
I go for one because it has a taller slide, that big taller slide there.
But you're going to play on it, so you get to choose.
Yeah.
This is June.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You're here. You could make the decision for us, right?
Which one, June?
She likes What do you like about option two? I don't know. Why
do you like that one?
Two seems like
go back a little bit.
Yeah, you sacrifice one with a double slide there.
Closer. You got two slides instead of a slide.
It seems like there's more. Is that like a climbing wall?
Yeah, like a climbing net.
Yeah, there's like a climbing net between the two.
That's cool.
Let's go back to one. Close up.
That's the other the green angle. And
purple. Oh, and it's that those popular wavy things that they crawl across is pretty popular.
There's one.
The number two looks a little bit more advanced. More up to date.
More stuff to do.
Do both have the zip line?
Yes, yeah. Both options will have the zip line.
I think you're right. I think number two is a good option.
Number two. Is that we're going with?
Number two? I think the right part. Is there really enough room for a zip line in there? Does that take away just the walkability?
I'll show you the layout there.
It's only about. It's not very, they're not
yeah, it's not very good. So you can see the empty rectangle is going to be the basketball and the one next to it is the zip line.
Okay, and you're taking out the hill, right? Because there's the visibility?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so that basically the zip line will be going where the hill was.
Yeah. So, and part of that price, that only included the playground, that $230,000. So kind of what's not included, we'll get back.
Oh, we had a slide with it before. I can't remember if I took it out.
No, it was in there.
Okay, good.
Oh, there. Oh, no.
Go down.
I was going the wrong way.
Excuse me.
So, yeah, what's not included is the trail that engineering is currently working on getting bids for, so we can try to bid all the trails out, the one that's at Fox Hollow and Regional Park, and this one all together. Of course, the concrete asphalt work, but parking lot over there needs some help. Irrigation replacement is a big one. And shade structures, if we think that we're going to need some shade structures, those will be included.
There's a good amount of trees around.
Yeah, that one does have lots of nice tall trees.
Pretty good shade there.
And then turf replacement and those berms and stuff. So there's some other work. I just threw a number at it the other day. Just guessing. I mean, I'm not like didn't have anything to go on. I just guessed that that's probably $350,000 worth of work in addition to the playground. So,
which is roughly.
It's roughly. I mean, it's all in that budget that we have for the park replacement. So. But the biggest thing was we just wanted to know what playground the committee wanted to move forward with. So.
Well, the expert
you want to do
called
the
too.
Yeah.
My vote goes with the expert.
Looks like a fun part.
So then, now does it go to city council?
Yeah, we'll finish getting up some design stuff and getting the prices for all this extra work, and then we'll take the.
Better work on the trail or engineering and things like that.
Okay. Is there like a state that they want to do this? Is 2023 like?
Yeah, we're hoping to start this summer.
Oh, good.
So.
Oh, that's good. Awesome. We can be playing in it. On it. Whatever. That's it for you, Joe?
That's it, yeah. I guess one note is that does include the synthetic turf underneath the playground. So that's kind of our new standard is doing that turf right down at the regional park.
To the Foxborough?
We talked about that with the committee. They decided that that was wasn't something that was needed at that point. It doesn't have factors right now.
Because we're North Salt Lake.
At one point, yeah, it's probably been
small enough park, it's not getting a huge draw. Most of the people that are going to be using it are going to be the people that live in that area, and they'll just run home.
That's what you said when it came to discussion before. I thought it was a good perspective on it.
Okay.
Somebody actually uses it.
All right, Ted, City Council.
Okay. Golden Spoke is on May 13th, and there's just a little bit of work we need to do to just organize ourselves and be ready. It's not a big lift. This is not a full-blown event for the city. I think hopefully you all know what that Golden Spoke is. That's the nickname for this long metro length trail that goes from Ogden to Provo that, just like the Golden Spike, was connected a handful of years ago and sort of conjured up this nickname of the Golden Spoke. So there is an annual ride. The annual ride is on May 13th. The big idea with this annual ride is that people converge, this time in Farmington, and that in Farmington there are festivities, there's wild laughter, there's a family-friendly ride that kind of originates to or right around the Farmington, what is the Farmington Regional Park? That's kind of the concept of it. If you go to, I'm trying to find the website.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's move.utah.gov/Golden Spoke. You go there and you register. If you then go to Farmington, you get a free taco. And that's really, really important. All right. What North Salt Lake's tie into this? The concept is that I think has an announcement already gone out on this, Linda, or it will go out. Okay. So an announcement went out that people should meet at Foxborough Regional at noon on May 13th, and then at noon, a group of people will make the approximately 10-mile trek north to Farmington, and that's kind of the big idea. So that's point one about North Salt Lake's involvement, a ride that originates in North Salt Lake. Two, we will be a host site for refreshments, and if our committee can staff that, I think it would be the trade-off is we also become kind of a big refreshment hub for the ride, and they're going to provide the budget for the food. So what would that mean? Talking about 2 hours of volunteers. 2 hours of volunteers, noon to two. So maybe minimum four, something like that. You sign up for 30 minutes. We need four people, 30 minutes each, noon to 12:30, 12:30 to 1, 1 to 1:30, 1:30 to 2.
You probably need someone there at 11:30.
Okay. 11, right on. So, 5?
The direction of the ride is south, and they're going to consistently...
We're going to go north. The direction is north.
I get that the noon time goes north, but all of them are coming north.
They meet in Farmington.
Okay.
The people that are passing through North Salt Lake are coming
I'm used
from
to being
the south heading
by the railroad tracks, but it's not there this time. It's
Farmington.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we would have that 2 hours before. And we'd be serving refreshments during that time for the riders. Okay, that answers that question.
Yeah, so if we all can help get the word out, if we can identify volunteers, 5 volunteers to staff refreshments, and then in addition, you know, however many that want to from this group actually do the ride too. Well, you can't do both. You can't simultaneously be a volunteer and do the ride, but right after your volunteer spot, you could do the ride or whatever.
And
so
do you really think a lot of people are gonna stop at that point when Farmington's like 5 miles away?
Well, some people are gonna, but some people are going to start from Provo. So, gluttons for punishment.
They said it's about 45 minutes from here to Farmington. So, they'll stop and grab a granola bar and then be on their way, most likely. Yeah. When we did this before, they were there for maybe 10 minutes tops. Mm-hmm. they were just eating a granola bar and stretching their legs, and then they were on the way.
And this is the park with the splash pad, right?
Legacy Park, yes. Mm-hmm.
One of these days I'll start referring to it by its actual normal name, yeah. And then I won't seem like a total outsider.
What did you call it again?
Foxborough Regional. Nobody calls it that, but I think Google calls it that, and so it stays in my brain that way. Now we don't have like a piece of paperwork that helps us organize our events. That might be something that we do in the future. In the absence of that, I just need the literal, I will sign up for time X. I need somebody for 11:30.
I'm walking distance from there, so I can volunteer, that's fine.
Okay, so Jeff is one. Anybody else?
Maybe earlier, in case I do wanna hop on and ride. So 11:30 or noon, whatever.
Do you have a preference on time?
We could possibly get, this is where maybe our health and wellness committee, this would be, rather than just trying to get the volunteers solely from this group.
Sure. We just see who we get tonight, and then we can flush it out. Yeah. So not trying to put like a bunch of pressure, but anybody else? We're like, I definitely want to get in on that action.
Huh? Are you going to write it?
I would like to write it. So I can volunteer.
From here to Farmington, it's 9 miles.
From Provo.
Oh, I'm not writing it from Provo.
How many miles is that?
75.
Maybe with an e-bike.
And we have a tire kit. So maybe we should have a tire repair at our station.
There's repair stations along the trail itself.
Ted, I bet Brian would take a spot.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know if anybody else was like, yes, count me in. But that's basically it for the TED report and the Golden Spoke. Get the word out, and off we go. And that's kind of like a good appetizer for now our trails planning conversation.
I think so. Is it soon?
If I want to ride with you from whatever south place, I can be there by noon.
Be there at noon, yeah.
Okay, we can do it. Yeah. So we want to do the trails. Kathy needs to leave eventually, so we can go. Can we do the trails? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Who's doing the trail? Who's me. Okay. Me. Oh, Allie, you're locked today. Bless your heart.
Yeah. So a couple months ago, we talked about doing some hillside trails planning, and I was tasked with compiling all the information I could find. You might need to like stand up and come over here because it's hard to see.
And while you're doing that, so we have Kathy Ruggiero. Mm-hmm. And we have Dan Cottom. We have Brent Crowther as sort of augmenting our normal group. And so thank you, the three of you, for being here for this. And of course, Allie as well.
So what I did was I got all the information I could from Davis County, North Salt Lake, Salt Lake City, and also I pulled some data from TrailWorks. I was able to download the GPS data from TrailWorks, so we didn't have to go out and actually GPS the trails. So the blue trails are North Salt Lake trails. There's existing and proposed. We have this one little section that connects to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail that's proposed and not built yet. The yellow is Davis County, was on the Davis County mapping, and they don't differentiate between user trails and approved trails, but I'm pretty certain that the Bonneville Shoreline Trail is the only approved trail up there. The orange lines are from TrailForks, and those are user trails. And then the red dashed lines is the most recent proposal from Salt Lake City for their Foothills Trail planning. They hope to have this adopted this year, and then they would start, they could start construction on our Bonneville Shoreline Trail connection. He said 2025, but they could potentially push it forward to 2024 for that construction. So, and then as far as these rectangular areas, this is property ownership. So the blue area is owned by Salt Lake City. The green is Forest Service property. The yellow is North Salt Lake. And then there's kind of a gray, which is actually private ownership.
And then just, this is our city boundary, right?
Yeah, that's the county and city boundary, that thick black line. The gray line is the city boundary. The thick black line is the city boundary. And I can turn off this property ownership one.
So what's the, what were you saying about the private property? That there's a trail going through that, or?
Yeah, this actually, this okay, Bonneville yeah. Shoreline Trail section is owned by the mine, the rock quarry. Yeah, the gravel pit right there.
Oh, that's just above the Tunnel Springs.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just south of Tunnel Springs. So Tunnel Springs is right here.
Oh, I see.
Tunnel Springs is here, and then as you continue on down the existing Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
So what, they just don't care?
I have no idea what the agreement Salt Lake City has with them. Well,
the trail would have been there so long now that it would have been designated as a path, as a trail. So they couldn't block you from going on there. That's it. Yeah, they just don't care.
And Ali, what are you hoping that we will accomplish in this conversation?
So what I think the discussion that I heard that everybody wanted to have last time was, what trails do we want to keep or realign to get permits through the Forest Service, Salt Lake City, whoever we have to get our permits through? Are there any, like, if we're gonna realign trails and get trails approved, we probably also have to shut off some trails. That's what the Forest Service is gonna require. So I think it was just an effort to look at what we've already got, see what we want to keep, see what maybe needs realigning, because you guys are the ones who are actually using these trails, and to show you what Salt Lake City's plans are for their section. There's also kind of the larger question of whether we're willing to construct trails beyond our city limits. With city funding, and I think that's a city council question. That's a policy question.
Zoom in on our trails a little bit, really.
Like Wild Rose?
Yeah, just get in there where we can see them a little tighter.
I wish it had an in between.
Is the advantage of that just to help complete the system? Is that why they would be asking whether we were willing to build the trails outside our boundaries?
I'm asking that. I'm asking if the city council is willing to pony up money for trails that aren't within North Salt Lake. And I think some reasoning behind that is making trail connections from our city to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. I think that's a good argument. This one in particular, I think, is important. This is a connection from Wild Rose to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. And Salt Lake City plans to build the Tunnel Springs connection, so we don't have to put in our funding for that. But we also have on our long range plans a Woodbriar Trail connection, a trailhead here at Woodbriar. This is Woodbriar Way, and it just ends here. And there's lots of user trails that come up off of this and then eventually connect up onto the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
And those are on Forest Service land?
Yes.
But that's in, so it's not in any city, it's not in Bountiful or anything.
Gray is North Salt Lake, black is the county.
Gray is the North Salt Lake boundary, black is the county line.
And so that.
So we would potentially have to deal with Salt Lake City and the Forest Service. We have to work through, why am I not seeing? We have to work through Salt Lake City anyway, because that's watershed area. So we have to get permitting from them either way.
I just have a question about that. You say it's watershed, but all the watershed from there doesn't go to Salt Lake City. On the art, because everything stops up at the ridge line. And that ridge line, the watershed, all comes into North Salt Lake, not Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City has jurisdiction over a lot of this area for watershed. This is, you just have to get a permit through them. I don't think Salt Lake City's rules.
Well, is that Salt Lake City's rules, or is that just something that's been around forever? Or?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I know they were pretty peeved that part of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail got built on their property without any permits.
But that they're now forgiven because they didn't have to do the work, right?
They were like, you guys be extra careful because Davis County wasn't, so. So anyway, if you guys want to look at these trails, give me some feedback on what you want me to do.
Well, it looks like we're within our city. It looks like we've got a lot of trails there.
This is the Wild Rose system.
Right.
Is it like a mental dot game of identify your priority improvements? Is that the way we ought to think about the first question?
I am here to present what we have, and then it was you guys that were asking me, like, what are we doing with this trails planning? So I'm just showing you what exists. I would be the one who's doing all the permitting and that kind of stuff. So it really is, I feel like it's not my discussion to lead as much as, like, everybody else needs to say what they want and do with this information.
Well, I can say this much, as we had our budget hearing here a couple of weeks ago, and I think trails came to almost to the top of the money that we might want to spend on. So,
like hillside trails or like active transportation?
It was more active transportation altogether, I think. But
I'd like to vote for the better connection from Wild Rose up to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Yeah, I think that's got to be priority one.
Yeah, that
even be done until Salt Lake City builds that connection.
Yeah, that one's got to be done, and so we just need
to. Okay, so that's not even one that we.
The yellow line is what's built, and it ends right there.
It doesn't really seem that true, though.
And there's a. We looked at it together on the aerial map, and
hiked up there, I could see it going around the mountain.
So that dotted blue line comes off.
The dotted blue line comes
where the bench is at.
Yes, where the bench is at, and then it comes at a gentler grade, less than 5% grade. I think it's like a 2% grade.
And then kind of connects to the
future Bonneville Shoreline Trail. So the yellow is what is built. The red is what is proposed by Salt Lake City, which is roughly the same alignment that Davis County had proposed. And this was hashed out by our trails guy, and he GPSed this route for us. Right now, there's an existing, like, 19% grade connection up to it. But people are, the reason why Salt Lake City wants to build this Bonneville Shoreline Trail connection sooner rather than later is because people are making all kinds of user trails to get up to it right now. There are no connections, and they don't want that to happen. We don't want people tearing up the hillside trying to get to this trail. So I was under the impression this one was kind of a no-brainer, like we're definitely doing this.
What would we refer more to like that the connection as? I mean, just if I were to put a note down, what
Wild
do I call
Rose
that?
BST connection would make sense to me.
Wild Rose completion to the BST trail. Is that really in between? Get her done. It's not a trail.
Get her done.
Old world.
just finish it. Get it done.
Call it the alleyway.
That solid blue line, that's the real steep part.
Yeah.
That short solid from the dotted line.
So
yeah.
The bench is like right here. Let me turn off these parcels again.
So would the idea be then if this were improved that this would get removed?
Yeah. Yes. That would have to be closed off.
That would happen naturally.
Nobody.
But if there's an approval like horse trade,
oh right,
just to be clear about that,
they would require that we close that off.
Yeah,
If we have to concede something, we can concede getting rid of that.
Yeah, I think we'd want to close it off and encourage people to use the correct trail.
So is that that's a priority recommendation from this group? Then?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. We just have to time it out with their completion.
Is it walking only or bikes?
Well, that's
too?
That section is.
The Shoreline Trail is bike.
Walk your bike up.
Well, that part, I mean, but all the others too. Because remember how then, when the bike team came and they said that they can help with improvements and stuff, because they have to do service hours.
And they can, so they can work on any trail.
Yeah, I know. That's
even
what I'm saying.
Even if it's not riding trails.
But I know that they need service, and yeah. we should use them.
Now these trails cross by Sugar Plum Lane. They cross past it. Is that a road there, or is that just some other?
This is.
It goes up above.
These are all named after chutes and ladders.
This is Plum Tree Court, which is a gated neighborhood. And then this is actually a Questar easement to get there. There's like a Questar facility up here.
Oh, okay. So it's not an actual like neighborhood or anything.
It's right by Gumdrop cul-de-sac, I think.
Gumdrop. So yeah, this is gated. So this is there's no public access on this, but I think people probably are using it.
So should we move to the next spot and just keep on trucking?
Go around it, I'm sure, right? What?
What's the next spot we should talk about?
I think the Woodbriar connection
is
the one that I have the most question about. Like I said, on our like general plan for our trails, our adopted trails map that's been adopted by the council has a trailhead here at Woodbriar.
And would that be a parking lot?
I would think so.
Parking lot
That's what the Forest Service would want to see is a full.
Because they don't even recognize parking trails. Forest Service doesn't even know there's trails there.
Right, because they're user trails; they're not approved trails. And so I think we need to get something. We need to get a trailhead and an official trail up to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail from Woodbriar.
Which is not. That's my opinion. Not shown there. Then, I mean, the a potential connection.
The orange one.
Obviously, because there's
the orange are
user trails.
Well, so is the yellow.
Oh.
Essentially, you know, it's just on the Davis County Trails map. But
so these
the
are
the only one that's been approved.
Not permitted. And not improved.
The only one that's been permitted is the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Okay.
Which is this one. And so all these little connectors are just user trails that are making their way from Woodbriar, which is a dead end street. Up to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
And you can already show up there in the winter and in the summer sometimes. There'll be 10 to 12 cars parked there using that.
So does anybody have an opinion
then
about what
hikers,
which
bikers,
connections
snowshoers, cross country
of those
skiers,
user trails are important
skiers.
For us to finalize?
So this one, that's the Woodbriar, right?
This is Woodbriar right here.
But when you're coming over from Wild Rose, this is the Woodbriar, and then it actually comes up to the top of the ridge, right?
Once it crosses the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. But
it's like hike a bike from here up to the ridge.
I don't know. I thought we put these on there.
Because I thought Woodbriar was already.
No, this is Woodbriar, what they're calling
right.
Woodbriar right here, right? And this is all a user-defined trail the whole way.
Okay.
Why are they calling that one Woodbriar when the other one connects
that's,
to the actual
that's
street
how,
Woodbriar?
That's how it's.
That's how it is on Trail 4.
So
I'm not in charge, obviously.
Why not?
Maybe
yes.
Because it goes up above Woodbriar.
Trail 4?
Yeah, because it goes up above Woodbriar, I would guess. But that one, that one, and then if you look at this Woodbriar, it's about this much of it is completely has to be redone. Like if you did this, it never meets grade, okay? So, I mean, if you talk to Troy, it's like you can go for like 100 feet at 12%, but everything else is less than 5, right? And this is way more than 12 for a long, long, long time, right? And now I can ride up on an electric bike, but I can't ride up on a mobile bike.
So
and this,
what would you do then?
There's a lot you can do. It's not a problem. If you got Troy up there, he would be going, I would go this here and this here. And it would all happen. I mean, the thing is, it's not that you just have to go through and say, what do you want to keep? And you know that this doesn't make it, so it's got to come out. You could extend it out or go back. I mean, people are doing what people do. They want to get up here.
So I guess which ones are the most appealing ones between and then, this one, these orange ones?
Well, here's the other thing is, if you look at this coming out of Woodbrother, when you talk from here to here, this is almost all not degraded either. Okay? So if you had to say, just from the Woodbrother trailhead, you've got this that almost all has to be done, and this that almost has to be done.
And does it have to be to grade for hiking as well?
Or well, it's the same problem because it's all about erosion control. Right?
On the Forest Service property, yeah. I think it has to be below 5%.
Yeah, right? And Forest Service
so has their own form.
So maybe we don't have to figure out the exact route, but is it basically, hey, we need to go roughly from here to somewhere in here that meets grade, and by doing that, it would modify this line in some way? I mean, is that basically what we're saying?
Right.
And if so, then what would be the horse trading? If anything, like what would you take off?
And, or do we want two connections that come off Woodbrother?
This is not the grade.
Do we want like a downhill biking section?
This is the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
No, Bonneville Shoreline.
Oh, here.
No, Bonneville Shoreline
wraps around. This is Eagle Crest, like the ridge.
Oh yeah, yeah. This
so this goes straight down to the top of Wild
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, this is not the great.
This
is also
this section
not
right here.
Yeah.
Wild Rose North Ridge is what.
Yeah, that one also is not the great. That goes straight up.
Yeah, that one's.
And right. This one, yeah,
that was
this
a
one
lot of
crosses
fun, but
over Bonneville Shoreline
right.
And then continues up.
Up to the ridge.
Up to the ridge up here.
Yeah. And I don't know. Somehow there's a. Okay, here's this. No, there's another one. It didn't make it on here. There's another one that comes from over here up to here, too. I don't know how.
This one?
No. This is the one that goes all the way. There's a second one that comes off in here up to here, too.
That's not degrade either. It's just
no, none of those. The only one that's degrade is this trail right here. That's the only one that's degrade.
That's a user trail.
And that's a user trail, too.
So that one, if it's the grid.
But my whole point why we started talking about this is that we have all these trails up here. They're all user trails. They're not going away. But a lot of them need to be redone. And the question is that the Forest Service doesn't have enough. When we ask who's going to pay for this, it's like the Forest Service can't even hardly keep track of what they have. And so is it going to be?
Well, I guess if we were to go to bat for permitting and just making improvements to some trails, do some of them come forward on that map in that section as, yeah, make sure you do this one or ding, ding, ding?
Well, I think the key is if you're going for an environmental impact study, you want to put as many as you think.
Right. You want
you
to
want
do
on there, and then we just build the ones that we want to.
Okay.
Some point in the future, because you don't want to have to do that more than once.
Yeah.
That's the most expensive part. The stupid trails, you can build them cheaper than you can do the study. But you can get grants to do the study too, I think.
And actually, there's another trail that comes off right here and goes down to right there too.
Yeah, it's an old road. That's
No, this is just a little single track that people are going. Am I doing that correctly?
Isn't that part of the old pipeline road though? There's no pipeline around
there. I'm trying to, sometimes they get.
Goes up and down. And
no, maybe it is this one. Maybe it is that teeny one. That's another user-defined trail coming off the Bonneville Shoreline that connects in.
Yeah.
So are these being used mostly by mountain bikers or hikers? Is there the appeal of having a bike-only section? Are we okay with having multiple user types on these trails?
Well, I think what you have to, I mean, the priority is you have to say, people want to get up here, right? So we have to figure out a way for people to get up here. They want to go above Bonneville Shoreline. They want to get up to here. And we have two ways that you can get up here, and neither of them to a grade. So that would be like one priority to get up to here. The second priority is what you mentioned. I mean, it would be great if there was a one-way only uphill, like the thing that people are doing is uphill only trails, and that way the bikers and hikers get along because you're both going slow. And then there are downhill trails that you can build and flow trails if that's really what we want to do. Yeah, I know, the bikers, but here's the thing is the bikers are already using these as downhill flow trails, right? So it's already happening.
Yeah, so I'm like, when you talk grade, like a downhill flow trail is not going
to
be...
No, it's 5 to 6%, right? And you can build that, yeah. The perfect flow trail is 6%, unless you want to really send it huge, and then we're not going to do that. We don't have the right terrain for that without bringing big equipment, right? But this trail from here to there is all 6% or less. Now, these trails, like they go up like this one and this one, and that one right, and that one, where is it, right there? Those aren't too great. And so my point is that we just need to get an inventory
but
and
say
what has to be fixed and what doesn't, and then submit a plan for the city that includes a trailhead at Woodbriar, right?
And it looks like the trail you're saying mostly to grade might be the most logical one to start on then, if it's mostly to grade, because that'd
get that one permitted.
Be very inexpensive, I guess, to build and to maintain and to get it permitted.
Well, the point is, and I'm not saying, is that while I can agree with this and say yes, but by the time, you don't want to submit the whole plan for just this one trail.
Right, you'd want to get all the other ones designed.
You'd want to get everything into a plan, or whether it's a short or long range plan, because, you know, like the mountain bikers, like the mountain bike teams are using this just like they use the Wild Rose Trail system. Mm-hmm. Right, and I don't have anything against electric bikes because I happen to own one, but this has opened up a far new, a bigger segment of the population that now can enjoy the trails, right?
Okay, well, maybe what we need to do is consider this fire and try to go up there and design the trails.
And they've got some jumps and stuff going into it.
This one right here.
It's going to be this one because this is it's coming off Bonneville. Oh,
right.
Yeah, and it does go up.
And it goes up all the way to the ridge line.
Yeah.
And I ride all the way up to the ridge line, and then I make a loop, and then I go down Lost Leg. But I don't ride up this because this is a downhill jump trail actually right now.
Yeah.
I ride up to Bonneville. I ride up to Bonneville shoreline and go down that.
So would that be something saying let's designate that?
Listen, I'm not trying to throw anything out or tell anything. I mean,
but the way it's being used right now, it's coming down and they've built some jumps and
right.
Some things up down in there.
Right. So this is being
so
used.
You don't we don't want hikers walking
right.
Through that.
This is being used in the summer. Well, let me just tell you, since I'm up there all the time, this is being used in the summer as a downhill, like flow type trail by the mountain bike teams and stuff like that right now. This is being used as a two way up and down to the ridgeline right now, and it's entirely to grade. Right? Meaning, if you guys go up there, snowshoe up there, all the way up there, and it's a consistent path, and it's in these beautiful overhang trees. It's just a gorgeous hike.
So maybe, it sounds like we need to either go through the map again, maybe sometime this summer, and designate these trails with Dan and other people that know them, and try to break them out, and then at some point get Troy to go up there and design the trails so we can put them on a map. You're not going to be able to get the
because you got to map them in order to
right. You got
to
get a
you
know,
to
the
have
environmental impact
routes.
Study, and you're going to have them pretty defined.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point is that if we got that and put it in with the if we have to build an improved trail access point at Woodbriar, you're going to have to go through the Forest Service and get everything done all
right.
At once.
Right.
I don't know how much more we should do here tonight, but I'm just kind of looking around the room, and I know that some of you don't need to go deep on this. You may not have the interest, and I feel like we could adjourn and then just keep wrapping through this for the next however long it makes sense. I don't know, 15 minutes or what have you.
I think this has to stay open as a public meeting. Because
well, that's fine. So it could stay open, but those who
people can leave who don't
but,
care.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think we've really got an idea that we just need to get those same trails that we've got on this map, but get them more designated.
because of the climb and the you know, the flow trails and
stuff. So like,
I just like an understanding of what is desired up there. Do we want a downhill flow trail?
Well, I think you need
it. Do we want only two connections from Woodbrier? And that means that we shut off everything else. Because what I'm hearing is you want a connection that goes up to Bonneville Shoreline Trail and one that goes up to Grandview.
Yeah.
And that you possibly would want a downhill flow trail. So that's really only two connections there at the Woodbrier, an uphill and a downhill.
Well, you have the connection, yes.
Which means that we're going to have to close off this one and this one and this one.
So I don't know, I mean... Yeah. What do you mean by when they close it off? What do they do?
They put up logs and stuff and just try to revegetate it. Put signage that says you can't use it.
Because that one's like just super, super steep.
Well, the steep,
but people are using it, right?
More logic is to close it down because it's just going to get rutted out and deeper, and pretty soon you can't use it anyway.
It is almost not usable.
Which one's not usable?
But it's that's what makes it fun.
This
really steep section down from the this is Eagle Ridge, right?
Right.
So that this goes down from the top of the ridge straight down to the top.
Right.
So the Wild Rose Lookout or whatever is like right here.
Sunset Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is not usable. I mean, hardly usable, right?
Yeah. I hike a bike three sections here to get over the last
one. I can't. Yeah.
I do think as far as the flow trail, yes.
Oh, it's on my hand.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to throw in just my voice a little bit and why I'm here is that my interest is Wild Rose, and I know you have all these other, which is great. I love all that too. I'm learning a lot. But I just wanted to throw out that
Camille,
yeah, I was going to say we are here regarding the signs for Wild Rose and just the flow of Wild Rose. That's more like my interest, just to let you know, because we're talking downhill, up, you know, the bikers, the hikers, the...
So when does signage come into this version of what just mentioned? So when do we get to...
I think once we identify, I do think having an outlet for the bikers off of Bonneville is going to be beneficial for everybody. If you can get more bikers pointed downhill, they're not pointed at people, they're pointed down the hill.
Because there is so much downhill flow only at Wild Rose, can you point them there instead of doing more downhill flow?
Well, the thing is, you've got 3 miles or whatever of trail along Bonneville that they're going to be riding. Whether they're pointed down the hill or just traversing along Bonneville. So that's what I'm saying. If we can get them off Bonneville at dump off points, that's going to take some of the traffic off of that main vein.
I don't think the Wild Rose trailhead can handle all the traffic from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. Yeah, which is the problem that we had with them not making a Tunnel Springs connection yet, is that if we make this connection, we don't have an official Tunnel Springs connection, then all the traffic from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail getting onto it is going to be coming from Wild Rose, and it's just not big enough to handle that amount of traffic.
So if you have another Woodbrier,
another hub,
they can come up, but
this is what they do in Drakeburn. I ride there all the time. You need to give people, I mean, having a flow trail in Wild Rose, which we did, and I remember when Stan and I helped design that, helps take people off there. We have another big area over here. Having this as an outlet valve works well for that. But you do need to get away, because we have two trails that come up. We do need to get away up to the peak.
Yeah.
And it would be great if we had an uphill-only trail to the peak, getting downhill. And you know, whether you designated this as the uphill trail, which this would be fabulous. but the point is that having this as a downhill flow trail does funnel people up and stops that conflict between bikers and people.
That's the prettiest part of the prettiest parts to hike through there, though. I don't want to see it downhill flow.
Right here.
So the pedestrians can't go through there. That part that the grade, that's probably becoming the most gradual part to get up to Bonneville right now for hikers, too. So I just don't want to.
So don't forget about us hikers. Bike people.
Right, but the it is not that that is that is that when you're looking at it, it's like I agree with you that it's super pretty there. The idea though is that since we have to do anything to get a Woodbrow trailhead, if we want to put a flow trail somewhere else, or we can design that and put it in. If we take, that's my point.
So, if we,
so like if the existing trail with the jumps already on it is flow, but we have something coming up paralleling.
You can either parallel or you can make this look, well, or you can make a new flow trail somewhere. Right. It just, it, the thing is, I want to separate the bikers and get them going downhill so everyone has a better experience, right? Yeah. And whether we do this as the flow trail like it is now, or we do something different, it's not important. What is important is that is if we decide we want to do this and you put a trailhead, since it's going to be on Forest Service property, there's no reason to not have a comprehensive plan of the whole thing, since it's all going to be North Salt Lake people and Bonneville using it.
I think what I'm hearing from you, Brent, is that you don't want this one to be sacrificed as a downhill biking only trail because you want the hikers to be able to use it as well.
I love hiking through that one. Yeah,
so we can just
be banned from it.
Is this the one that has the jumps on it, or is this the one?
No, this is the one that has all the jumps on it.
But it's going to be really steep, right?
No.
It's not very steep.
It's not very steep. It's not very steep. It has just hills that people jump on.
Man-made hills.
Okay. Well, I think we need to go back and...
This is the city line? Is that
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go back and read.
Is there anything in here that could be done to connect? No?
Nope. That's a private development. I tried to get
But so they advertise that they have a trailhead.
I was gonna say, yeah. They were better planners.
It's private though.
Yeah.
So I know. It's a trailhead for only that community.
Right. But that's my whole thing is that we can lay out, and actually I say we, I mean honestly, Stan knows how this goes. We go over to Troy and Troy will look at this and say, this doesn't make any sense. Or this makes sense, right? And then he'll tell you what you should be doing and how to redo these and how to block them off.
So is there, what's the process
I would say
for us to get where what we need to get?
We probably have enough information now based on these things that we could probably, you know, come up with some money and hire Troy to go. And I don't know how he works these days because he's working for, you know, a national company now. But, you know, see how much. See how much he would charge just to lay it
this
out.
Is lost now.
And that's something he can,
right.
You know, he can do when he's not building trails. You know, he can get all the data and lay them out in the wintertime.
Allie, did you ever make it up on snowshoes?
No. I know.
So this is missing.
I know this would have been
the
year to do it.
Oh, no, every year you can go up there easy.
But this was the best.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's probably next step. Sounds like
so there's other trails.
We gotta figure out where we're going to
connect up. This is Eagle Ridge, that's the first one, but then there's the one that comes like off of here, right? Like it's like right here.
Oh yeah, let's look up that app. What's the app called that they're using?
All Trails, or no.
Oh, I have All Trails up right now.
This one, so that's Eagle Crest right there.
All Trails has like,
Wild Rose.
I think it was five coming off of that. Wild Briar or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's like it comes up right here.
I can
right
figure
here.
Out how to
yeah.
No, so this is Bonneville. So this is where the Bonneville Shoreline. Mm-hmm. So there's the trail that
what
comes
else do we need to get
here?
But like it's all like, it's all on those trails that you have marked. They're just marked as different names.
I think we're good with
this.
It's all
user data, so people
can. We understand that there's a lot of design, specific design work that has to be done.
Do you feel like you've gotten what you
So just to reiterate what I'm hearing, is that we want a trail connection that goes from Woodbrier. We want a trailhead at Woodbrier. We want a trail that comes up to Bonneville Shoreline and then also goes up to Grandview. And we want included in that package a downhill mountain bike trail.
Right, downhill flow
separated.
Trail. Yep.
And none of the other trails
are seen as priorities.
So people, this is from the people hiking from Woodbriar up over to Wild Rose. That's what they use right here. So
and now they could just go on Bonneville Shoreline Trail and then hook on.
But they can't get to Bonneville.
They can't get to. They've got to get to.
Now with our future plan, they could come up to Bonneville Shoreline Trail, come over, and then hook into Wild Rose right there.
I think that's. That's quite a bit.
Do you think we need a connection from Wild Rose here over to Woodbriar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Woodbriar to Wild Rose, just up over that hill.
Okay. And this is up an old Jeep trail right there. Then it circles around, then it goes up the ridgeline.
Okay. So what we can do is we can figure out the finances of it and get someone to go out and GPS a couple of routes. One from Wild Rose to Woodbriar. One from Woodbriar up to Bonneville Shoreline Trail, then up to Grandview, and then included in that is a downhill flow trail.
And then I don't know, I would like just to talk about for hikers especially, everyone, and here, Glenn's there.
Hey.
There, Glenn knows this. You guys all want to get up to the top. I say we have an uphill only trail all the way to the Grandview Trail.
That's what she said.
Yeah, did you say that? Or miss that?
Yeah, she was kind of saying this would be the uphill only.
Yeah.
Up some way, we have to have an uphill only trail. Right.
And then so how, we need a downhill from Grandview.
That's what I was going to ask. How would you recommend bikers get down from Grandview?
Well, there's lots of ways you could get down from Grandview, and rather than me telling Troy what to do, why don't we let Troy tell us what to do? I mean, like, because I've actually walked up here and said, well, I could do that. Obviously, I can't because I don't have a tractor. But there's quite a, you could do a lot.
So Troy is very good at what he does. He's an artist at it. He can do it as long as we give him, we just have to give him basic instructions.
So we take the basic instructions, kind of relates to your summary. We develop a basic route plan. Mm-hmm. And that helps us then towards our.
And then we see what it's going to cost and
something
see if
like
we
that.
Come up with the money and, you know, then we go from there.
Well, we get it on a. What we can do is we can get it GPS by Troy and then get it on our general plan trails map.
Right.
And then, as budget permits, go get permitting through the Forest Service and get them built.
So, what
do you think if we're going to do it? An uphill only to Grandview, there should be a downhill flow from Grandview as well.
It sounds like it.
Why don't we do a check-in around the room just to see if anybody else has... Kathy, do you have anything else you want to hit before you go? Okay.
No, not really. Okay. Yeah, we discussed some things and we were going to talk to Allie after. Well,
all right. Thank you for being here.
We talked. She's going to talk to you. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Glenn, do you have anything you want to hit that you haven't heard?
So is there going to be parking at this Woodbriar?
That's the idea.
Oh, that'd be great because parking would be good because there's no parking now. I love personally the idea of really good signage. I don't know these trails that well, not as well as Dan. I'd love a sign that says you're on this trail.
There are snow because they're all user-defined trails over there.
And so eventually I think that would be cool. And I love the idea of designated ups where bikes and runners can go up or hikers. And I also love getting the bikers off the downhills where they're flying and they're going to run you over.
Right.
But maybe equal or fewer bike downhills. I don't know.
There's a lot of ways to do that. And that's instead of like, I mean, I could design what I wanted to, but I've also worked with Troy before in trails, and I know that we had everything mapped out, and then Troy walks over and goes, well, that won't work, and that won't work, but this will work. And so, I mean, you just have to give him a general idea and goals, and he'll work something out for you, but rather than trying to pick what it is, I mean, he can tell you what has to be reworked. I can do that right now. But Troy, I mean, what do we want to get rid of?
What's that?
Do you have anything else you want to hit?
No, I think that's it. I think we're down to the fact that come up with a budget and have Troy go up there.
Right, and so if we ever get the Woodbriar trailhead, we want to submit the trailhead with the trails for the EIS because the Woodbriar trailhead is going to be on Forest Service property.
Do you have anything you want to hit?
No, everything I was looking at has already been said, so yeah, it's like people.
Do you guys have anything else you want to hit?
No.
Okay. Allie, can I get a copy of this email? Okay, I was like, I thought you were joking, and I was like, wait, what is she is?
You're like, I don't know her well enough.
Yeah.
Yes, I can send it out to the whole group if you'd like.
And I'm happy to help out when we finally get Troy and walk everything.
Hey, so thank you. That was awesome. That was a fun little, subcommittee sojourn for the overall Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation. Do we need to talk about a follow back for the subcommittee, or should we just see how it plays out? Focus on dovetailing it with the general plan process. Do you have any recommendations on process, next steps? Stay tuned.
I like that Stan is talking about get some budget to just GPS these trails ahead of the general plan,
mm-hmm.
and then I can make sure that the committee is involved in the general plan process. Like that, we can have this be a stakeholder committee for the trails in the general plan.
Yeah.
What we did before with Troy, at least the original Wild Rose Trail, and then after that we just turned him loose. He went up and actually flagged where he thought the trail should go, and then the committee went up and tried to make our way between his flags. Some of the places looked really steep, and we thought, can he really build a trail here? But it was, I've got pictures of us up there as a trails committee, and you know, it goes up that one slope where he cut into it. It was cutting the brush, and it was pretty steep, and we thought, oh, man, is he really going to be able to put a trail through here? But he did, and it's turned out great.
Yeah.
So, I'd say that would be the next step, is if we come up with the money, we just have him go up with these concepts in mind. We give him the general concepts that we want, because he knows all about the flow trails. He knows, he's done this so many trails, and he's more like an artist. He can go up there and just put it out. We don't have to sit and discuss it. And then when we get the flags, if somebody wants to look at it ahead of time, we can, and put it on our general plan. And then at that point, we start looking at, you know, we got to get the environmental impact study, which is really the biggest expansion that, you know, takes the longest to do. He can build these pretty fast, and they're not that expensive. At least they haven't been in the past.
Cool.
Something that would help me is a list of everybody on the subcommittee or who's interested in this subcommittee, so that we can not only notice the meetings, but we can also, I can also send out this map to everybody in the subcommittee. So I don't know, Tammy, if you can facilitate mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Just get everybody to put their email down, and then I can send it all out.
Let me tell you who I've got on this particular list that I've got. Kathy. Brent, this is in addition to those already on PTAR, okay? Kathy, Brent, Dan, Peter Worthlin?
Yeah, he's the coach of the...
Of course, mm-hmm. yes. And Glenn, I don't have your email address, but that's the list I've got. And of course, Stan.
Oh, is that you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Peter wanted to be here. He just is in England.
So I have emails for all of that group except for
choices,
Glenn.
Choices.
Work, I think.
And I could just hand those to whomever. And you probably have all those too, yeah. Also, Kyle.
I was
going to
say we get them from Colin.
Yeah.
You can get,
but
I think Glenn's the only one we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just send that to me. I'm on that calendar invite that Ted has sent out, so you mm-hmm. guys might know that.
Okay, Kyle, so we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. Okay. 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 Chair updates, I think that we already talked about that, you and I, that Peter are working on that to get somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just talk about the events, which this is a big one because it's coming up in 2 weeks. The Kite Festival. Everyone hopefully will be there. So, everybody will be there. You'll be there with your camera, right? You'll be there with the camera. Jeff, you'll be there. Kyle, will you be able to be there at the Kite Festival?
What day is the date on that?
May 6th.
It's the... Yes. Was it 9 to...
9, yeah. 11? Be there a little bit early, though, to help with setting up the... Because the youth committee might not be able to be there. They have something the night before. And I can't remember what it is. But I'll tell you.
Something?
No.
Time
again? 9. But be there at 8:30 if you can.
I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, you will. Awesome. They have a combined all-night party with the other YCCs in Lower Davis County the night before until 11. Well, it's not late for crying out loud.
Yeah.
No. So,
Of course, they don't get up at 8:30. What's Lower Davis County?
I have no idea.
I thought we were pretty low for Davis County.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But anyway, she said she wasn't able to make any promises. But honestly, there's some of those kids that I think will help us. So I'm hoping that they will. But
were you just quoting Audrey? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She told me that. So I bet we'll have some help. But we really need to do is and I think we put paper on the tables last time, but we have these boards that they can color on the kites, and we're gonna get
So you don't get the lines from the
yeah. Oh, that means their meeting should be over. I reset my alarm. We have crayons, but also we'll have those paints that you, or those
stamps.
You pull them and they're just round dot colors, so they'll be very easy to do rather than, the crayons don't show up really as much anyway. Can you get the kites and the crayons though for me out of the, will you just have those with you? And I ordered a bunch more, and tails. So we'll have that. The Midway Bakery is who we've had in the past, and they kept pushing me back and saying, yes, maybe we could. But they finally gave me a no. So Annie's Crepes is coming. So that's who the food truck will be.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound good, huh? Yeah, so she'll be there. And
Annie herself?
She will be there.
So I got the kids.
I know. Yeah, she'll be there. So, and she'll be there about 8:45 and stay there till we finish. But we didn't really put an ending time, but we're planning about 10:30. Is that what we're thinking?
Seems like we usually go to 11.
But well, I thought about 11, but
it just kind of naturally ends.
It does kind of naturally end. And we
so
tried about 11.
The DJ till 10:30?
I told him 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I said 9 to 11. Yeah, I didn't want to put an ending time on the theme, but I figured 9 to 11 is what we're planning. Yeah. Linda, when you sent me a text, you said something about like a cakewalk. We can easily do that, and I can get like donuts or something from JJ's.
You had mentioned it in one of your other meetings, so I was just asking to see what I needed to put on the advertisements.
Well, we've done it before.
Don't do it because I said it, because I was just quoting it back to you. So.
Okay. Well, committee, do you think yay or nay? Do you want to do it? They didn't care. I mean, we can have the DJ, like a dance party if the youth committee comes, or we can have the mayor do it. He did it last time. He danced with kids. You can dance. I'll just add to his dance moves. okay. Well, I'll see if they, because they'll donate. I think that's what they did last time. If not, we can just buy them. And then she will do a balloon, kind of an arch, for a photo opportunity. For the
speaking
John,
of that,
I think that's you. What?
Where is it? I was down in Utah County, and the Metropolitan Ballet has their own backdrop, and then they put the arch around the backdrop.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah.
At the last time, remember how we did?
What does that background look like? Because I think we talked about that a little bit of the Easter egg hunt. Yeah, that is going to be a lot less expensive.
We just made one for our work, and it's just like a big thing, and you can put balloons around the corner.
Then you spend $300 for the balloons instead of $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her $250, and she said she can come up with something, so I think that's going to be fine. Can you make sure that the inflatable, is that you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have some.
Well, yeah, but you can, and the bathrooms, they'll open up the bath. Is there bathrooms up there? Yes.
Yes.
That have bathrooms open?
Yeah, they're probably open to bathrooms.
Oh, okay. And then.
Depends if it's snowy.
Yeah.
Can we do the feather flies?
And that was my next thing. Those feather, do I need to come get those and put those out, or can you do that? Okay. We talked about doing them a little bit like on Center Street, and
I think we need them out a little bit because nobody knows kind of where to go. Like maybe
so maybe on the corner when you turn
Eagle Ridge, you know.
Yeah.
Kite Festival or something. Even.
Yeah, so maybe on the corner when you turn on whatever that street is. Is that Eagle Ridge?
It's Eagle Point Drive.
Eagle Point Drive, and then on the corner when you turn in.
That's where you want the feather flies?
Yeah.
I know it's private property, but, you know.
It'll be okay. We'll ask permission after.
Wasn't Causeway City? Sorry.
But other than that, I think we're okay. We've done it before.
Yeah, the grass is technically
city. Yeah. But if everybody can be there to help, I think everything should flow just fine.
And
as long as
the kite demo, did you try the
I don't know who, if anybody, did anybody volunteer to find out anybody? I don't know what that was. I mean, I didn't ever go before I did this, so I don't know who or what.
Someone had said they would look into it.
Was it me? Because I don't remember. I don't remember. I didn't write myself a note about that.
If it's the big kites, I'm not sure it's a good place for it up at Tail Springs, so I don't think anybody took the assignment.
Yeah, I didn't write myself a note on that.
Isn't that where everybody's running back and forth, and that's where do it over in the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
The ones that they had were monstrous and they didn't let anybody near them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what they were called.
Okay.
Maybe it was me who said I'd look into it, but I don't. I didn't write it on my to-do list.
I didn't write it on my to-do list either because I looked at my to-do list.
NASA Ascension. It just came to me.
What is
that? The name of the company.
Mass
Ascension.
Mass Ascension. Okay. Jeff, can I give you that assignment? Mass Ascension. You look and see if they do any kind of kite demo.
I think we have them.
Mass Ascension. Okay.
6 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while, but it was kind of cool. I guess, yeah, they would be the ones who
open
the park and say,
no,
there's no
room
or whatever.
Okay. So Jeff's on that. And Camille, you don't mind picking up the kites just because I'm
not with people.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, and I'll get the other ones. They should be, I thought they may have come today because I ordered them last week. Anybody else on the Kite Festival, anything? You can be there? Awesome. Bring your kids. It's fun. Did you come last time?
No. How long does
it's go? Really fun. 9 to 11, 10:30.
It's an underrated.
It totally is. I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised.
It's really a fun morning. It really is.
Those kites fly.
The free kites that we get for the kids, they just fly. You don't even have to have wind. Yeah, and so they get to decorate them. But and then people bring their own kites. And Tunnel Springs is a great place.
It's beautiful.
It's really kind of a fun.
It's really fun.
It's awesome.
This year, let's just hope for good weather. You never know. It could be snowing on these days.
Saturday, that's this Saturday.
No, May 6th.
No, two Saturdays.
Yeah, two Saturdays.
Saturday. We have the 6th of the Kite Festival, then the following week is the bike ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then the following week is the spring cleanup at Public Works.
Oh, wow. Good
this weekend is Arbor Day. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Saturday is Arbor Day tree planting at Legacy Garden.
Okay. In the essence of time, I don't think we're going to talk about anything else that's coming up in the future because we have a lot of things coming up in the future that we've already talked about. We're going to forget it. Everybody wants to go home. Anybody else have any review items they want to talk about? You have 30 seconds. Okay, then I...
I'm slowly count down from 30, right?
No, my alarm's going to go off again. I hit snooze one time. Can I make a motion to...
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that's what you're doing.
Pickleball painting?
Just wondered.
No, pickleball painting.
Oh, we're on the...
Painting
the lines?
When they do the Tunnel Springs, it's going to be...
St. George.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. TJ, did we forget you?
Nope.
Do you have anything?
You
did less than 30 seconds in front of us. Okay. Carmen, did you have anything?
I don't.
Wait, I do have something for you afterwards I need to talk to you about.
Are we going to traffic study while we're fixing it right here, or is that a different day? We're going to do traffic study.
I saw pictures from...
Right, are you doing, so that is the traffic study going on right now?
They're going to do a traffic study.
You can fix the one hundred, she's talking about my husband. The whole time that it's closed, is the problem.
Terrible, the one that's...
Okay, thank you.
There's also an open house at Eaglewood for the remodel. We're doing a re-grand opening of the event center at Eaglewood on the 11th. So add that to your list.
You know, if you go over those big grates of metals.
Well, great, yes. Those were my 30 minutes, seconds of...
You did great. You did great. Okay, then Ted, nothing else?
No, thanks.
Okay, then I make a motion to adjourn.
What time is that?
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Sorry, I should have just waited for the event planning part to talk about Golden Spokes. I kind of jumped.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. We have to talk about it anyway. If we move around, it's no big deal. It's fine. I just wanted to...